Add to the troubled auto industry a rise in unemployment. Weekly jobless claims benefits are at a 16-year high. Wall Street isn't happy either. The Dow Jones Index plummeted below 8,000 yesterday. To find out how advertising agencies are dealing with the current economic climate, we're joined now by Romy Mahajan. He's the chief marketing officer for the digital ad agency called Ascentium. They manage marketing campaigns for big companies, including Microsoft, Nintendo, and AT&T. Welcome to the program, Romy.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Yesterday, General Motors announced that it would review its contracts with ad agencies to see whether or not they should even be renewed. Let's say you were working on a car company advertising campaign. What should they do to actually get American consumers to buy cars?
Yeah, I think there's a deeper question there, Alex, to be honest, with the car companies. If I were pitching them right now, or I was being asked to prove that it's worth doing, I would really, really want to understand what their view of the future of their industry is. And I would want to align my marketing around their authentic view of their business, right? What I actually think they should do right now, they should do a series of advertisements, purely authentic and honest, basically saying, look, for the past 30 years, they've messed up. They've run afoul of obvious economic externalities, and I think if they're authentic and they do a mea culpa, people will regain some trust in them. And that might be a futile attempt, frankly, at this point, because I think that they're lumbering giants.
So how are companies reshaping their marketing strategies to deal with customers who may not want to buy anything right now?
No, it's a great question, and really we're seeing it in three different ways, right? So first of all, a lot of companies are coming to us, not the ones you mentioned earlier because they're large, but a lot of our customers are coming to us and saying, look, our business is at risk. We are going to be out of business in 2 years. Help us stay in business. The second thing is that almost all companies want to know, are they getting a dollar for 50 cents they spend? Are they getting $5 for a dollar they spend? So moving towards digital marketing, right, which is something basically online marketing where you can measure every click, and companies are very, very, very scared about losing the trust of their customers. In recessionary times, trust is all you have, and so they're building campaigns that actually appeal to the emotional connection to their customer a lot more than we've seen in the past.
Can you give a practical example of that?
So companies like Starbucks. Starbucks was the place people went. It was the third place, not home and not the office. Can they rekindle that connection people had between Starbucks and their lives?
So how do you build an emotional connection with Starbucks, especially at a time where people are saying $3.75 for a latte? No, thank you.
Yeah, the key word here is the experience. What are the experiences that you render to people as they go about their day? And those experiences can be online, those experiences can be offline, they can be how do you live and emote with a company like Starbucks or with a company like Microsoft or with a small company with a product that you might buy, an ice cream that you might like. You know, how do you build it into a set of experiences that actually render positivity, right? And so, for instance, we've all been to websites that are just really hard to navigate and use and have no eye candy, no appeal. And it's very hard to build trust or emotional connection to a company like that.
Romy Mahajan is Chief Marketing Officer for Ascentium. It's a digital ad agency based in Seattle. Thanks, Romy.
Thank you very much.
And some transition news. President-elect Barack Obama has settled on his pick to lead the Department of Homeland Security. He has chosen Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano.
We'll have more on this a bit later in the program.